This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Hope Marasco's biography reads like something from the 19th century. Her family was homesteading in southern Indiana, living off the land without electricity, air conditioning, or television. And it was there her love for music began. But, you know, growing up relatively isolated, she also yearned for some community, something she has found in the Triangle music scene. After receiving an emerging artist grant from the Durham Arts Council, Hope began a project that combines her desire for community with her love of music. Hope's bluegrass band, Down Rivers, playing the 31st at the Carolina Inn. But first, Hope Marasco is here today, along with friends Mary Johnson Rockers and acoustic guitar, and Will Ridenour on the Quora and the djembe. Both of them worked on a collaborative project, and they are here now. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Blessed to be here.
So, Hope, we met. I was sitting there with Rodrigo Dorfman, filmmaker of note. I was donating my services to the Latino Credit Union, talking about community investment and why it's a good idea to put your money in a community-based, nonprofit credit union like the Latino Credit Union, or self-help if you prefer. Put your money there because they do put that money back into the community. And along comes the singer-songwriter whose heart and mind were in that very same place.
Yeah. That was a few years back at the Durham Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. You guys were finishing up, and I was like, you know what? My Mary, who's actually here, was on the show a little before that. And I was like, I think it'd be great to be able to be on there and share some music. And so I came up and said, Frank, do you mind if I sing you a song? And you were so kind to oblige. And then Rodrigo, was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me about the Emerging Artist Grant Program after I sang and said, you ought to try to get one of those and put your music out there. So that I did.
Kid, you got a future, he said. And then you did. So he told you about the Emerging Artist, because he had actually gotten that grant, told you about it. And so we said goodbye, and we both agreed that you were fine. But I did not expect to see you again, nor did I think you'd get the grant. Congratulations.
Well, thanks for the confidence.
So what did you – and some good food. Nothing like some – and you top it off with some great collard greens.
Yes, indeed.
Your life has changed forever. So what did you do with that grant?
Well, I got a very simple recording setup so that I could plug a mic into my iPhone and record different jams with friends around town and sort of capture the magic of the musical moment, as it were. So I started doing that, kind of just began with friends that I already knew. And Will also won an Emerging Artist Grant, so he and I got together and did a piece. And essentially, all my songs are a cappella, so I just shopped around the a cappella versions to friends, had them listen to that, and then they came up with accompaniment that they thought would fit, and we'd get together and jam, and I'd record it and post some of those to the blog and just share it, and it's been fun. And it's ongoing. It's something that kind of really I don't imagine ending at any point.
Well, let us make a magical musical moment right now.
Great.
Would you sing a song for us?
Sure. This is an a cappella song, kind of give you an idea of what they start out as. This is called Don't You Come Around No More. My mama knows the devil. He's in her bottle of booze. He brings her drinks and makes her think with him she'll never lose. But that damned old devil, he's an ornery cuss. He won't let her be. He rolls the carpet out for her, pulls the rug beneath her feet. But I know that I can't stand to let this evil go. Consider this your warning, don't you come around no more. My daddy met the devil when he was still young. The devil came and took his life and left us kids alone. Well, that damned old devil, he was an ornery cuss. He just wouldn't budge. He promised Pop a long, long life, and then he pulled the plug. But I know that I can't stand to let this evil go. Consider this your warning, don't you come around no more. 'Cause I know you, devil, you trail me day and night. You're in my head, you're in my dreams, and you've given me a fright. But you damned old devil, you're an ornery cuss. I'm gonna turn you loose, 'cause your road map leads straight to hell, and your promise is a noose. And I know that I can't stand to let this evil go. So consider this your warning, don't you come around no more. Consider this your warning. Don't you come around no more.
Don't you come around no more. Hope Marasco. You can hear her along with the Bluegrass Band Downriver, May 31st, Carolina Inn, 5 p.m. What a great song. And it's got that, it's a, got a real kind of traditional kind of Appalachian sound. So tell us about this growing up in Indiana.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, southern Indiana, out in, sort of out in the boondocks.
Did you know it was unusual not to have electricity, water, and television?
You know, I did because most of the family, well, pretty much all the families around us did have electricity and modern conveniences, but my folks made a conscious decision to get off the grid. Way before I was a twinkle in their eye. And so that was all I really knew. But I did see, like, I would take walks after dinner with my dad, and I would see flashes of lights on people's walls. And I was like, what is that? What are all those colors? And he's like, well, that's a television, Hopi. And that's what you're seeing, the lights from that. And so I, you know, and as I got older, I kind of learned, like, we were the anomaly, the exception, not the rule.
If I were on Twitter, I would tweet that right now. That's a television, Hopi.
Yeah.
That would go out instantly.
There's
a television. So, and obviously you weren't listening to records.
Nope.
So were people singing around your household?
Yeah. My mom was a classically trained opera singer and off-Broadway actress, and my dad was very musical as well. He was a prodigy on violin when he was young and did a lot of musical theater. And so in their sort of former life before deciding to homestead, they were both in New York City playing music and doing all that kind of stuff. But that was, again, way before I was around. But we pretty much only had music as our form of entertainment. So some of my best memories of childhood were, you know, after dinner, pushing the table to the side of the room, and my dad would play guitar, and all of us kids would sing, and we'd make up family songs and sing those. We'd sing Christmas carols year round and hymns and whatever came to mind. Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters?
Two sisters, Faith and Grace, and a brother, Angelo.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got angels and grace and hope and faith and parents who decided to do the Green Acres thing. But, but seriously, I mean, that had to be a huge decision for them.
Oh, yeah. They both made very conscious decisions to sort of get out of the rat race and try to do something a little bit more real, where they could provide for themselves living off the land.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah. This is actually a song I wrote about my mom and that experience. Oh, wait. Actually, no, we're going to do a different one first. We're going to do Lover's Lullaby. This is one that is kind of the trip from evening to dawn, and Will's going to join me on this one. This is called Lover's Lullaby. Crickets are ticking the time till the dawn. The wind is waving the willow like a wand. I am the sunset and you're the evening dew. My colors with your dripping drop become a softer hue. Fireflies are blinking the light of the moon. The pond is reflecting the dipper like a spoon. I am the nightingale, you're the breeze on which I drift. When your sweet breath calls me hither toward you, my flight I shift. Thank you. Now doves are a-cooing, the coming of the day. The mist is lifting as the darkness drifts away. I am the lily, you're the sunshine, and above I open my petals to receive your warmth and love. Yes, I open my petals to receive your warmth and love.
Hope Marasco, along with Will Ridenour on the Cora, and a song called Lullaby, a beautiful song. So when you wrote that song, did you hear the Cora? Did you write the Cora in, or was that just fortuitous? Because it's certainly beautiful. Yeah. Nice job, Will, as well.
Yeah. Thank you. All my songs start out a cappella. I don't actually play an instrument besides my voice. So they're pretty much a cappella ideas, and some of them are poems and very visual things. So that's why I wanted to do this project with other instrumentalists, so they could actually hear what they want to contribute. And Will just added that beautifully. So
and how does that work when you say you do this collaboratively? Are you taking the same song and work with other people all the time, or working on different songs with different combinations? How's it go?
Well, usually I sort of have in mind someone or a certain instrument that I would like to hear, and then I seek that out. Or sometimes I just hear someone either open for our band or vice versa, and I'm like, ooh, that would be fun to see what comes out with them. So it really is just something that's been happening organically, and it's been a lot of fun.
Is there a business model with this? Is there a way to are you making a living at this? Can you?
I'm not currently making a living at it. I'm living while doing it, I guess, but I think it could be. I would, you know, obviously if someone wanted to pay me to sing, I would take it, but at the same time, it's something I just love to do and can't help but doing.
You have ideas of making records, or do you want to do live performance? Because you can think about collaborations and bringing people together and say, no, I really want to be in the moment. I don't want a mediated experience at all.
Yeah.
There are musicians like that.
I would like, people have asked, like, oh, do you have that recorded somewhere? And for the most part, I don't. So I would like to record an album. I have some plans to do that hopefully this summer, and we'll bring in different friends to play on that. It probably will still be a pretty pared down album where we do most of it live. But I would like to get some of the recordings out there and into people's hands and ears.
What have you learned in this experience? Obviously, you know a lot about music. Your songwriting is, you work with a deft touch and a fine ear. Now you're working with other people. What has that taught you?
It's been really interesting. I buck dance, and so I thought I had rhythm, but I realized that singing a cappella for so long, my songs are very free form and sort of floating rhythmically. And it's interesting when you do put music to them, you kind of have to, for the sake of everyone involved, come up with a rhythm that makes sense. So I've learned that my timing isn't quite as good as I might have thought, and but it's neat to hear what
people do. Your parents think of all this?
Well, my dad passed when I was 12, so hopefully he's listening from up there. Mm-hmm. But my mom, I think she enjoys it. We sing together whenever she visits, and at the same time, some of the songs are pretty personal, and like the first one I sang about, you know, issues that she faces, and I write about my own failings and successes as well. So sometimes it's hard to hear a song that is about a time that maybe was hurtful for someone. Or so sometimes she's like, oh, Hopi, don't sing that sad song. Sing, you know, sing the one about the butterfly. And keeps me on track.
Well, I'd like you to sing the one that you say is about your mom. And I'm going to ask you, we're going to ask you to play us out.
Oh, okay.
But first, I want to thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you here, and Mary Johnson Rockers as well. Will Ridenour is on the Cora and the djembe. Mary Johnson Rockers on acoustic guitar. You'll hear all of them right now. Hope Marasco's bluegrass band Downriver playing on the 31st Carolina Inn at 5 o'clock. They're going to play us out, but first I'm going to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Hope Marasco.
Her daddy was a coal mining man. kids, lost his wife, lost his way. Wandered out west until his dying day. Just 7 years old when they took her far away to the orphan's home where she'd have to stay. Broken home, broken-hearted little bird, with the sweetest voice the world had ever heard. So fly right on by, little sparrow, never to be owned. Go and make your own way, little sparrow, find your own way home. She was on the stage with the spotlight shining down. With every word she poured her heart out to the crowd. She would sing, she would dance, then she would bow. Tried to mend her heart, but didn't quite know how. She met a man and left the city behind. A little farm in the promised land they'd find. Raised their kids, raised their crops, bowed to pray. Thanked the Lord for the blessings that he gave. So fly right on by, little sparrow, never to be owned. Go and make your own way, little sparrow, find your own way home. Years rolled by, the love they had would fade. She'd lose the life together they had made. Lost her kids, lost her love, bowed to pray. Said, keep me, Lord, until my die.